TikTok knowingly addicts its users, and it's detrimental to children's mental health. That's what Utah's lawsuit against TikTok claims. We're finally learning the details of the lawsuit filed way back in October. They weren't available to the public till now. They've been unredacted, and thankfully, joining us live, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. So, Greg, first of all, unredacted means what?
Means it's now exposed. It means parts of the lawsuit were previously sealed. If you read the lawsuit, you would see these black lines in certain places. And it was actually at the request, I think, of TikTok and with the agreement of the Attorney General's office to say, look, you don't need to, because lawsuits in America, Jeff, are part of the public domain. In other words, I can go pull up this lawsuit anytime. Anyone can. So I think there was a notion that this lawsuit's out there. We want to pursue it, but we don't really need the media and the public to know all the details of the lawsuit yet. That has now been cured, and now the lawsuit is...
So the black lines have been removed.
Virtually all, and not so all of them, but most of them.
We know what this is about. So what do we see behind those black lines?
Well, what I think the concern was it talked a lot about TikTok's algorithms, talked about their methods. It talked about the way that they're going about hooking youth, you know, sending them blasts in the middle of the night. And we've seen that TikTok consumes so many people's time, so much of their time, and they're doing things like they kind of know the things you like to look at. You like to look at silly dogs. You like to look at people falling down on the ice. And so once you start doing that, they'll just hit you more and more and more. Of course, you and I talked earlier. I mean, that's sort of what marketing's all about.
Sure. If you're a business,
sure,
your job is to hook the customer, whether it's toothpaste or a social media site. But here, it's a special circumstance.
Right. And I think it's because we're talking about our youth. We're talking about young people, people that aren't, that are more susceptible to that sort of prodding, that sort of, you know, marketing than maybe you and I would be. And the government coming in saying, maybe we need to protect the youth more. And we've seen a lot of lawsuits and a lot of legislation in Utah that to make it so that there's parental consent to kind of keep our youth off the internet.
So it's unfair to give you 20 seconds to answer this question, but does this lawsuit from Utah against TikTok have legs?
It's got legs, and I think we're going to see other states following it. We don't know how far this will go. My guess is TikTok might come to the table and say, let's compromise. Let's put some safeguards in place.
Kind of a settlement, in essence. All right. Thanks a lot. KSL's legal analyst, Greg Skordas.